The Guardian.
Graham Keely in Madrid has more on what one survivor of the crash remembers.
The woman, her name is Ligia Palomino, she described how she was on the flight with her boyfriend, and she heard a loud noise as they were taking off, and then there was a terrible explosion. She was thrown forward and lost consciousness for a moment, but the heat, which was caused by the fire on board, woke her up, and she reached over for her partner, Jose, to see if he was okay, and saw a male figure, who then fell down on the floor. She realized this person was dead. She's a doctor, and she's used to dealing with emergency situations. She works for the emergency service. She described how there were lots of dead bodies and lots of people screaming for help.
So it sounds from her description as if there was a delay between the crash itself or whatever started the crash and the fire breaking out.
Yes, indeed, it does. And there has been some speculation here that what happened was there was some kind of explosion in one of the engines which caused the plane to swerve off the runway, and it later burst into flames because it was, of course, full of fuel. It should be said that the investigators have not reached any conclusions yet. They're still studying two black boxes.
And how long is the investigation expected to take? How long before we have any answers, do you think?
That's not really clear. One thing that's hampering the investigation is the fact that one of the black boxes has been damaged in some way. They haven't said how.
And what's the mood like in Madrid now that the 3 days of mourning have been declared?
It's very subdued. There are flags flying at half-mast all over the city, and it's basically all that people are talking about. It's dominating the radio and television programs. Madrid is usually quite quiet in August as it is, but there's definitely an air of certain somberness.
Finally, just tell me about the scene at the airport. Have you been able to get there and look at the crash site?
Basically, the crash site itself is a long way from any of the main buildings. The crash happened at Terminal 4, the marvellously designed building, multicoloured, undulating building designed by Richard Rogers. But the crash site itself is a long way away in a wooded area. It's very difficult to see. You can just make it out because of the long trail of ambulances and emergency service vehicles which are going to and fro. But it's not anywhere near the main buildings where all the other planes are.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.